I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to our third edition of Pokemon.
Pokeballs of Steelix.
Woo!
Yeah.
We're very excited to be here playing with you. Hi, I'm Hex.
I'm Cap.
I'm Tony.
Brandon.
Jonna.
And Mike is missing.
Darren will save him.
Darren Kobe ran off in the woods.
And we don't know what happened to him.
And only after we learn about geography with the help of our friend Luigi will we be able to track him down.
Because Mario is missing.
Before we go any further, I want to give a few technical notes for those playing the home game.
Yeah, there's some changes that have been made. Last episode and this episode, the Pokemon, the tabletop game that we're playing, is completely community created. So there's changes that could be made. There's balancing that could be done. And there's even some additions, some official, unofficial additions to how the game can be played.
Yes. First off, previously we were doing it so that a Pokemon trainer could do an action and then a Pokemon could do an action. And we're now doing that kind of moment in time, how, like, role-playing is done, where it's like, this, your turn in combat is a split second. What do you do? What is the one thing you do?
So just one thing.
Right. You can't tell a Pokemon to do something and then pull out your Pokedex and check it out. They're separate actions. We also have it so that just because you capture a fainted Pokemon does not mean that Pokemon will now, here on out, the other Pokemon, they were weak-willed, and so they submitted to their Poke Trainer. But basically, capturing a Pokemon that is fainted, not near faint, will not mean that they will subject to you as their trainer. You'll have to pretty much either release them in the wild and try again, or just release them in the wild and give up on them. So those are really going to be the two options.
Because when you catch a Pokemon while it's fainted, it will not yield to your will as a trainer.
No.
It doesn't remember being captured.
Yeah.
So no one bitch slapped it, therefore it does not know it has been bitch slapped.
If you prepare a video, however, of it passed out with some scribblies on its face, it might remember some of it.
This is what we did to you. Now watch this.
Oh.
And it's important to point out that, as always, we're eating Wing Zone once again. Tonight we're dining on we took advantage of this mega deal thing that they do where for $25 you get 30 wings and two sides. So we're eating some double order of mozzarella sticks. Mm. We're eating 15 nuclear wings. That's as spicy as they get. 15, actually, nuclear habanero is what they're called. And then also 15 sweet samurai, formerly honey teriyaki, now called sweet samurai. That's for the lightweights in the room.
Hi!
Lightweight, I should say.
Yeah. Hex.
Woo! Lightweight!
And, you know, at Wing Zone, the reason we talk about them, the reason we eat them, is because they are awesome and totally delicious and have a crap ton of flavors. We've been picking out what we're going to eat next time while we're sitting around here, because they have a lot of options. There may be one near you. You should check it out. There's practically 100 locations in the States. So give it a whirl. Let us know what you think. Because they're a small chain and they're good.
This Blaziken's not going to cook itself.
No.
And another technical change, Tark.
Yes.
Has gone under a transformation.
Yeah.
Previously, he was a martial artist, which kind of made sense. Kind of didn't.
Based on me wanting to play a wild child character, and that being the closest thing I could get to doing that.
Right.
But then one of our listeners alerted us to the fact that there was actually a community-based expansion that featured, among several other different types, a wild child character type class, I should say.
A base class.
Yeah, that with a lot of options that actually works for someone playing a Pokemon trainer that's not really a trainer, that befriends Pokemon and works alongside Pokemon. There's special rules for that. So that's what Tark has shifted into. Really, there's been no situation that's required him to be a martial artist. This is a very natural shift. You're not going to see any different change in gameplay, really, from Tark. And we got a new sheet. We've got it all worked out. My trainer features at the moment are wild bonding, which is how I capture a Pokemon, which is a little bit more complex because I actually have to create a bond with a Pokemon on a primal personal level. And then also rest and relaxation, which is a recovery move.
Both of which involve saxophone music.
Basically, he doesn't use Poke Centers. And so his Pokemon.
And Pokeballs.
And Pokeballs.
Though I do still have them in my inventory.
But... mainly because he'd want to juggle or eat them.
Yeah.
Well, feed them to Totodile, probably. He has a big enough mouth and digestive tract.
How does this Pokemon heal then?
That's the he has a new ability.
Yeah,
called Restoration.
And that's
they're massaging them.
That's the caveat because it's not a heal ability. It's like it's a thing you can do once a day, and you can't do it in battle. And you gotta be careful. Basically, you gotta really play this because if there's no returning to the Pokeball. This is much much more dangerous. But on the other hand, Tark will actually function as a character now, because whereas I couldn't keep up with you guys with you capturing Pokemon the way you were doing, now Tark can actually grow as a character from a stat perspective.
There's also going to be other interesting things, like once Tark has more Pokemon, they are all in play at the same time.
Yep, I do not actually have to spend a turn to bring one out, because they're always out.
You're just going to have a posse around you all the time.
I can only have as many as four.
You can only have four, but basically he can go, Totodile, do this. Pidgey do that, Caterpie do this, like in three different turns, and without having to swap them back and forth. But that also means if someone does an area effect, it'll impact because they're all in combat.
Yeah,
so it's not all roses.
Very dangerous and weird way to play the game.
Yeah, but it's definitely Tark's way.
Yes, it is. Are you guys ready for Pokemon Adventure? Have we cleared everything out of the way? Do you all have Pokeballs of Steelix?
I don't know about you guys, but I sure as hell do.
Cool.
I think I proved I do after that hot sauce.
Yeah, we actually have some hot sauce on us right now. This is from Tijuana Flats. This is a very...
It's technically not a sauce. You have to ask for the additive.
This is a food additive. It's called a...
Smack my ass and call me Sally. Going postal.
I had to sign a waiver, like a medical waiver, to buy it. So...
Yeah, Jonna is a spiceaholic, and so she wanted some extra kick, so...
She just ate a drop and was like, yeah, that's really hot.
But
Mike,
who was also a spiceaholic, ate it, and it kind of destroyed him a little bit, so...
And I am not a spiceaholic, and at the end of this episode,
yeah,
I'm going to give it a shot.
I poured a little too much on Tony's plate, and we'll see what happens.
I think it's kind of burning through.
The last time you ever hear from Martin Lantio.
Now, also to recap, Martin was hit in the eyes by his own keys by Tark. Last episode, so he has an eye patch. That will actually impact his perception as a character. There may be some penalties to combat, because he doesn't really see everything.
Tark is playing with a slight limp.
Right, from falling off a tree.
But does he get +1 to badass for having an eye patch?
If you try to do any intimidation, I will keep that in mind.
Very well, James.
Your character's going to undergo a transformation at some point.
From Martin to Martin.
Martine.
Are you looking at me? I can't tell.
You're going to go to John.
No. Goddamn depth perception. You could be talking to that little watch. I don't know.
Your testicles are about to descend, my friend.
Who would have thought from ocular ball to testicular ball?
All right, Pokemon narrator, play us to the bridge.
Last time on Pokemon Pokeballs of Steelix... Our heroes went from being told their ultimate goal by Red to learning just why you need to train before going up against a gym leader. Darren decided he was going to go up against Ubutsu, their loving teacher and gym leader, and got his ass handed to him most royally. From that point, Darren, rather than resting like his compatriots and Chubbs most assuredly wanted to, took straight off for Viridian Forest, but along the way, our heroes were beset upon by several Pidgeys, some Caterpies, and a Metapod. After a thorough battle, all of our heroes had made it through relatively unscathed, but Darren was nowhere to be found. In the middle of the battle, he had courageously ventured forth into Viridian Forest without his friends, Jamesy in tow, after his chance meeting with some rather nicely dressed gentlemen, who promised him massive amounts of riches if he gained the egg that Darren was still carrying in his pack. We now return to our Poke heroes as they look onward into the looming darkness of Viridian Forest.
So the way we're going to do this is that Brandon is going to go first. Jamesy's going to go first in this kind of round robin of what is everyone doing. Because Jamesy is in the forest, and we're going to pretty much start, Jamesy's in the forest. You three are outside of the forest. So, this is Viridian Forest. Viridian Forest, as you have been informed at the academy, is a veritable maze. It's a natural maze. People get lost in here several times. And so sometimes people go in trying to get to Pewter City and they come right out again thinking they're at the other side. So it may be a little difficult getting through. Something they never said that you're experiencing for the first time, Jamesy, is that it has a very heavy cover. So while it was a bright, beautiful day, it's now rather dark and a little intimidating.
I know what I can do to bring light to this forest.
So you come to a fork in the road. There's basically, as you walk in, there's an obvious path to the left, to the right, and then there's a little like tree right in front of you, and behind that is more path. So you can either go pretty much straight, left, or right.
Those are my options.
Yep.
Wait, I can figure this out. I have a Pokemon who can fly or something. Can I not choose a path at all? I choose to light the tree on fire so that everyone else can see my whereabouts and so I can see in this damn forest. I take out my lighter that I previously learned I actually had. And I go to light the tree.
Okay. While you're trying to light the tree, you three! Combat is over. Darren has apparently ran into the forest, and Jamesy has followed. What do the three of you do?
I'm sorry, I'm catching up with the, the nuclear is actually,
It's impressive, isn't it?
It's a little stronger than normal tonight, and my tongue is swelling. I can feel it. Seeing the desolation surrounding him, the young Chalk, gleefully with his limping legs, stumbles towards the forest. Yak! And Totodile gleefully follows him, farting bubbles as he goes.
Where the hell's Tart going?
I think we should follow him.
Damn it! He hits me in the eye with my own fucking keys, and now he's running off into... Wait, where's Darren? Jamesy, I'm not worried about, but where's Darren?
Darren clearly doesn't want to be with us. Let's just leave him be right now. Let's take our Charmanders and use them to get through the forest with their tail flames.
Does yours need to be carried or something? Because he's looking a little winded.
No, he's good. He has a lot more stamina than you think.
I'd imagine he'd have to. All right, well, Godzilla, return!
I'm going to leave Chubbs out so I can navigate with his flame.
Nice.
Question. Can Tark smell Jamesy and Darren and the path they took?
What is his wisdom?
8. Minus 1. So 7.
Roll a d20. I mean, I'm about to tell you, as you guys enter the forest, you see Jamesy is at a tree in front of you trying to light it on fire with a lighter. So I don't think you'll really need to figure out which way did he go.
Yeah, never mind.
The three of you see him, and he's about to start. There are some little puffs of smoke.
I think there's something in this tree.
Jamesy, stop!
You assholes.
Go away.
The young Chalk stumbles up to Jamesy and quickly takes his lighter from his hand.
Do you resist?
Yes.
Okay.
It's my lighter.
I guess that would be dexterity checks. You don't get the penalty because it's not involving feet. It's just with a sleight of hand. So what's your dexterity?
16.
16? So what's the modifier?
Plus 2. 14 plus 2, 16.
No, it'd just be the plus 2.
Oh, fine.
So what's your modifier?
11.
No, the modifier.
None.
0. Okay, so both of you just roll d20s.
9.
9.
Tie.
Tie goes to Defender.
Yes. Give me back my lighter, you little bitch.
Tie, go down, move that GG. Click, 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 click. Boom.
Look, even Tark knows you're being an idiot. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I can't see. It's dark in here.
It's made of wood! Wood is flammable!
That's the point. That's the point.
Just stay with us. Use my Charmander's tail to see. Just behave for once.
Also, we should find Dabby. Dabby Dorbin. Wait. Darren. Darren Kobe Bryant.
Have
you been drinking again?
I may have. The other went left, right, or straight. Possibly up. I'll let you guys decide.
So you say Darren went in before you.
Tark just because I was walking straight.
You saw. No. You.
I didn't. Darren was gone by the time I got there.
No, Martin got there just in time. And you wanted to. Arrived, you saw him running. You wanted to run after him. But you didn't have time.
There was a Pokemon in the way.
And then at that point, you're like, well, I'm here. Let's help out.
I think we should go straight.
I'm following after Tark.
Where are you going, you little savage?
Where did Tark go?
The young Tark went straight.
Okay.
Guess I'm going straight. That's a new one for me.
Okay. Prison wasn't kind. Prison wasn't kind to you, was it, Jamesy?
Who am I?
You continue up a path, and there's you're surrounded by tall grass. And a little bit to the right and the left of the tall grass in this path are tall, impassable trees.
Be careful. There's Pokemon in the tall grass.
Young Tark is crouched low to the ground, sniffing around with his flared human nostrils.
And straight ahead, you see someone cowering, a human cowering in the tall grass.
Whoa.
And that'll be to the left, and straight ahead to you are more trees that are impassable.
Grass lush and green, or kind of dryish and flammable?
God damn it.
It's lush and green.
Never mind.
I go up to the person huddled.
Hey, you okay?
Are you them? Are you them? And you see this poor kid in a safari-style hat clutching to a bug net.
You look a lot like a bug catcher.
Oh, yeah. Are you them? Are you with them? You three don't look to me. But you, you look,
Ignore him. Just ignore him.
Oh.
Who's this them?
What?
The young Tark puts his head inside the net.
He just lets go of the net and lets the kid have it. He's like, I don't know. They were, what? What?
Did they look like they were dressed up in fancy suits and had black shiny glasses on?
That was them.
Weird.
That was them.
I've never seen them before.
They had this Pokemon I'd never seen before. This giant monster. It looked like a rag doll, but it had this giant metal thing coming out of it with sparks everywhere. And it had the one eye that was glowing and one eye that looked dead. It scared me. And I ran.
Do-ba-do.
I don't blame you with your crappy little bugs.
The Pokemon trainer drops his fear and is staring with so much discontent at Jumanji.
Hey, kid, you ever smoked a cigar before? I got plenty.
Jamesy, no corrupting the youth.
Look, it'll relax you. You'll feel a lot better. Just put this in your mouth.
His gaze of rage does not waver.
Look, all I'm saying is you could pick some better Pokemon to catch. Like, really? Why just the bugs?
They hadn't taken all my Pokemon. I would school you so hard right now.
They're bugs. Catch 10 more.
This is kind of leading me to question the judgment of these guys in suits. If they're stealing bugs, I mean, really?
Really? No, right?
Leave out a sugar lick.
Young Tark is bored with this conversation and has wandered off slightly to the other direction. Whichever way there's a path. Look, there he goes. Because clearly I can see whatever's happening.
There's a path where you came, and then a path where he is standing to the left. Left of where you came, which is through the hot, tall grass.
The young Tark passes the discussion and swinging around the bug net, singing to himself. Oh, so joyously. See how the young boy has no interest in human interaction, but rather just the spirited childhood and a certain primal aspect that anchors the soul to the earth in a most profound way, a blithe innocence, if you will.
Add to your inventory bug catching that.
So Tark just kind of walked off?
Tark just continued marching along through the tall grass.
I think he's got the right idea, so I'm following him.
Oh god, Jumanji, we can't leave those two alone.
Yeah, I don't want them
right,
out of my
listen,
sight.
You deluded little kid, you. There's a path. If you come back the way we came, you'll leave the forest.
I know, Where are you guys going? You're going the wrong way. Wait, are you trying to find them or are you trying to run away from them like me?
We're trying to go to Pewter City.
Hey, were they...
Oh, you're going the wrong way. It's the other way. Where they went.
Which way did they go?
Well, you know, when you come into the forest...
Did they go left, right, or straight?
They went right.
All right. Hey, Jamesy!
What?
Grab Tark, we're going back.
Whoosh, Tark.
Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
I think he wants to be grabbed. I grab him. As I walk by the kid, I need to ask him a question. Hey, kid. I've been chasing some other kid running by with a backpack on. Large sack, maybe.
Yeah! Yeah, no! He ran past me as I ran this way. And he ran towards them.
Awesome.
I didn't look back.
Yeah, keep going.
Jamesy, you can drop Tark now.
Young Tark puts the net on Jamesy.
Take the net off. Nah!
I take the net from Jamesy and give it back to the bug catcher.
Nah!
The kid, startled by Tark, just runs away with his bug catching net in tow. It is no longer in your inventory.
Just let him keep it. Someone that pathetic needs it.
You should have used that to capture all your Pokemon.
Tark, you shouldn't take things from other people without asking them or knocking them unconscious.
The young boy completely ignores the words that Martin's speaking to him. Completely and utterly ignores him. It's as though he's not there. Instead, Tark and Totodile poke each other in the chest. Totodile is especially fond of the young boy's nipples because he doesn't have any.
We follow Tark and we kind of steer him down that right path.
Okay. As you continue down that path, there is some tall grass to the left, tall grass straight ahead, and you see that the path kind of turns to the left, and as you approach, you see some signs of a struggle. There are patches of the tall grass that has been burnt. There are some scorch marks on the ground, and you see one of Darren's shoes on the ground, as well as three stray Pokeballs.
A young Tark runs up to see if the foot is still in the shoe.
Are you gonna ask us actions?
No, it's just a shoe. Damn. So, Jumanji, what do you do?
I pull my gobstoppers out of my pocket and start chewing on them and look at the scene in front of me, just wondering what's going on.
You are
look
a
to
ranger.
The others.
Keep in mind you are a ranger. We know what Tark does. Martin, what do you do?
I turn straight to Jamesy. Where the hell were you before we found you?
Lighting a tree on fire.
Did you light anything else on fire? I see burn marks, I see scorch marks, and you know where Darren was.
Oh, you'll know if this was my work. I wouldn't leave a shoe behind. Jamesy goes to steal the shoe and take it.
You're gonna try to take it from Tark?
Oh, he's got the shoe
already?
Young
Tark has the shoe in his mouth.
Damn it. Nah, let him.
Does he know if this is Darren's shoe?
Tark, give me an intelligence check. Everyone else, we kind of recognize it.
Well, does he recognize the taste?
Intelligence of 4.
Oh, wisdom check.
Can we just tell
him? Wisdom check of 6.
Okay, so that's a minus... What's the modifier?
7, sorry.
What's the modifier?
-1.
Okay, so roll a d20 and then subtract 1.
13.
He recognizes the taste as being Darren.
Blah.
The young boy shares it with his friend Totodile.
He does also pick up on the scent of where Darren went. And you also smell something that you haven't smelled since the Safari Zone. And it is pure death.
There's a smell you haven't smelled since. Ba 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 ba
ba. I go over to Tark. What is it, Tark?
See how the young boy uses many hand gestures to describe something large and evil with fangs and a big stomach and lots of wings. And what is that? A wizard's hat. Well, very, perhaps a nine tails, but scary.
Give me an intelligence check.
That's a 3.
Well, he's the one. Tark is trying to relate to him, so he don't get it.
I'm getting Lop Bunny, Chubbs. Jumanji, did you send Chubbs somewhere with Tark?
No, I wouldn't want Chubbs anywhere near him.
Alright, I'm not Timmy, a well.
Bomb! The young Tark throws the shoe on the ground.
I take a minute to try and think and just go over like his movements again. I'm miming them myself and I'm gonna roll another intelligence check.
So he smelled that there's burning in a certain direction.
14. He smells something bad. Not bad as in stinky, but bad as in something like he is trying to tell you bad stuff happened here.
Oh, good God, I'm starting to understand Tark.
The Totodile is running in circles. Crazy, crazy circles.
Okay, guys, something bad happened here, and I'm pretty sure those are Darren's spent Pokeballs. I think Darren's been captured.
Has anyone seen a weird glowing egg-like structure on the ground?
It was in Darren's backpack. Why the hell would it be on the ground?
I'm just wondering.
It would be glowing. Wouldn't you be able to see? I mean, I'm the one with an eye patch.
I'm not paying attention. The Commodore, fly straight up and survey.
Tell me that the Commodore hits the brush and just like...
The Is Commodore flies straight up and has a back. Has no eyes. Flies straight up into a branch and falls back down on your head.
Damn it. One day that'll work.
Tark, do you know where they went?
You still just eating Gobstoppers during all
No,
this?
I go over to look at the area, try to figure out what the heck caused all of that.
Give me a perception check first. So wisdom.
So 10.
So it's just whatever your modifier is.
0.
So roll plus d20, then...
12.
Okay. And then give me an intelligence check.
9 minus 1.
You recognize this.
7, 6.
6. You recognize this. You just know this is not normal fire burns. Something not fire caused these burns.
This doesn't look like anything I've ever seen before. I don't know what to think of this.
Well, you have seen something similar, but not like this.
I don't like this, guys.
Someone does have the scent of Darren.
And I asked,
just can't convey it to him. The young Tark takes the shoe from Totodile and throws it in the direction that the thing came from, and then crosses his arms and looks as though he doesn't plan on going anywhere.
Tark, we need to help Darren. If that's the way those things went, we gotta find him. Remember the egg?
Duh.
The shiny? Like my keys. The jingle jangle keys that you throw in my face? That egg is every bit, if not more, shiny.
That Duke. The young Tark playfully pokes his fist in the direction of Darren's eyes, touching the eye patch.
I don't flinch, because I don't see it.
I say we go in the direction of the shoe. We need to get that egg back and save its life. I mean, Darren's life.
As much as this shocks me to say... Jamesy's right.
Did you ever say that again?
I don't plan on it.
I want to find out what this is, because this is just boggling me.
Tark, if you come with me, I will give you my keys to play with again.
That blah, 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 blah.
I will get you a bigger set of keys.
Tark and Totodile begin to walk away from the group, back the direction they came from.
Let's grab them.
Let's all grab them at the same time. Let's all grab them.
All three of us go and grab Tark.
Let's all roll.
the three of you are... Yeah. Does Tark resist them grabbing him?
The young Tark resists wholeheartedly, wriggling like a kitty cat worm.
Okay, so give me a dexterity check.
By which I mean wriggling like a polywhirl.
Caterpie.
Yes.
I attempt to use my styler as a leash on him.
Ooh.
Okay.
So what do I have to roll for that?
I don't know.
Whatever.
Way to break the game,
I got it, I need to use it.
Will the Pokemon Ranger be able to treat young Tark as a Pokemon?
Like, if you actually try
Fascinating.
If you try to do that onto Totodile, you may capture Totodile.
I figure that we should focus more on Tark, because Totodile's going wherever Tark goes.
She's going to capture Tark. Tark's going to be a Pokemon.
He's close
Tark
enough to a Pokemon.
Be half Pokemon.
I have the nice rules child. For her trying to restrain you. I will treat you like a Totodile.
Uh-oh.
And it won't be her capturing you and you being befriended to her like a ranger, but...
That would be funny. It's
but
like
it
won't
be
changes.
Basically, you will have the capture rate of a total dial.
A total dial.
A total dial. Not a half dial. Not total a quarter dial.
A total dial.
So, your stylus lasso has 10 energy units on it. Once you capture a companion, because Chubbs is not a companion, Chubbs is a captured Pokemon. And you can have one companion and this full rack of captured Pokemon. You use one of those energy units to try to capture them.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're out of 10 energy units, you just go to Poke Center, please. Fill it up. Lasso, and you try to capture. We are treating him, and you roll a D100. So you use the one energy, and you roll a 29. and you capture Tark.
Come here, you. Let's go.
She's like driving.
Unorthodox Jumanji, but A for effort.
Is this turning
good.
Anyone else on?
James, you get to walk at the back.
What must be going through the young boy's mind at this moment?
Tark! Tark is restrained. Tark is compelled. He feels that he is captured. He is. This is a new experience, and he's...
You've seen the light, the power of Jumanji compels
for now,
you.
he wants to listen to Jumanji.
I hand him one of my gobstoppers to calm him down a bit.
A young boy, without averting his gaze from Jumanji, shoves the gobstopper in his mouth and pokes it from cheek to cheek, looking at her intently. And what's this? He's moving very close to her. Normally he stays further away from people, and he's just kind of rubbing his face up against her midsection. Fascinating. Simply fascinating.
I take that back, Jamesy. You're at the front. I want to keep my eye on you, and I don't want you to start masturbating to this.
God damn it. Just watch your step when you're behind me.
Oh, god damn it.
So, yeah, do you guys continue down the path?
And Tark's leading us, don't you?
Young Tark, seemingly transfixed by the scent of his new owner, is compelled to follow her instruction. I says, I've never, in all my years, have I seen anything like this. The boys at the Institute will crap themselves brown mess. Human Pokemon enslavement. The boundaries are gone. Shut through the roof.
So you continue down the path straight towards the north of the Viridian Forest until you get to a left turn where you continue. You will start walking through some tall grass and you see a lot of unconscious Pokemon scattering the grass. Bugs squashed and whatnot. What do you guys do? Do you continue going? Do you...
Are any of these new Pokemon we can scan?
You see a squished Weedle.
Can I scan it?
No, because it's squished.
Oh, you can't scan a squished one?
No.
I steal it. I pick it up and put it in my bag.
James ate!
Ew.
I'll get hungry later.
Even I won't eat that.
The Commodore needs to eat. He's got a very large mouth.
He's inventory a poop factory. Squished Weedle.
You ever gonna feed Sir Burns a lot?
When he obeys me and respects my authority.
Well, you burned his eye out!
I mean, Bulbasaur is a phototroph, so just having him out in the sun.
How dense must the scent be of whatever frightened young Tark in this place filled with death?
It's weird. Give me another wisdom roll. Because he's still sniffing the air.
One.
He doesn't get a better read on what he had before. It's still there. It's that thick that he can still smell it.
I take out Godzilla, just to be safe.
Anything?
Tark, could you please point us to where we need to go?
Oh, Tark. The young boy seems to be shaking his head as though some connection has finally been made between the spoken human language and what he understands. Fascinating. Fascinating. Young boy... points in the direction that they must go in.
Okay. It's pretty much straight ahead.
We're just gonna leave all this tasty meat on the ground?
Oh, God.
Wither away and die?
It's all yours.
I mean, it's already dead, I guess.
Jamesy, so long. We don't want him carrying it. He's at the front. Imagine those scents wafting back.
Well, I've already got one. I just figured you guys might want.
I wanna be very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Each Pokemon to understand the power that's inside. I wanna be the best.
you pretty much make a horseshoe, like you make a huge around a path, keep on going. All of you give me dexterity checks.
Oh god, let's get punched in the face, aren't we?
I got a 10.
19.
20.
16.
So, give me the numbers again.
20.
18.
10.
16.
You're walking. It's not too quiet or anything. And then all of you now give me wisdom checks.
1.
4.
2.
10.
We're fucked.
As we're inching forward, and you're in the lead, right?
Yes, he is.
You see through, you're in the tall grass right now, and you see through the tall grass two gentlemen in suits sitting there talking, not noticing that you guys are in the tall grass. You three don't notice this. You don't see this. You just see, and then do you stop? What do you do?
Hey guys, hold up for a minute. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Anybody else have a bad feeling about this?
Where are you going?
I need to take a dump. You really don't want to see this. I'll be right back.
Those guys are over there. All this stuff is happening. What?
You can't see them. Only I can.
No,
see
no.
Them.
Oh. He's the only one who sees them.
Yeah.
Okay. Scratch
that's,
all that.
That's
then.
With the wisdom check.
Oh, I thought it was that we didn't know who they were, but
no.
It's a
do you hear or see them?
Okay.
Kind of thing. He was the only one that could see them. He couldn't hear what they were saying.
Mm-hmm. Just 5 minutes. I'll be right back. Dump. Be right back.
And I head towards the gentleman by myself.
That guy eats way too much fiber.
You walk forward, they look at you like, what are you doing here?
Shit, all the fucktards.
I don't know, you guys kind of told me to go after this kid and get this egg back. What are you doing here?
What? I don't know who you are. I don't know. Wait, who told you to get after? How do you know the egg?
The guy with the toxard.
You know him?
By no do you mean I was laying on my back half unconscious and he told me to do something? Yes. Then I know him.
That sounds like Jerry.
Jerry, yeah. Of course, Jerry. That's why the kids are great, I hear. Get in bed. Am I right? High five? No, okay.
They just look at each other dumbfounded. It's like, so, okay, yeah, Jerry talked to you. Yeah, you know the toxin. What are you doing here?
Okay, so...
Pause. What are you three doing? Are you trying to listen in or something?
Yes.
I'm trying to stay away. I don't want to get a whiff of what I think he's doing.
Okay. Wisdom check.
You're just a pervert. You want to see me poop and smell it and see it.
I don't trust you any further than your Zubat can throw you.
So wisdom check to see if you hear anything.
Can't throw me at all.
Oh. 2?
You don't really hear anything.
Can I roll? As I'm going to continue trying to listen.
Okay, that'll be later.
Okay, that's fine.
The Totodile is awfully confused at the state of his friend, his brother, Tark. Why has he suddenly turned his attention away from Totodile to the portly Jumanji? What does this mean? Totodile attempts to roughhouse with Tark, and Tark roughhouses back, but his attention is clearly drawn away. Guys, I can't hear anything.
Did you hear something? No, wait. You bring anyone with you?
By bring, do you mean our three kids following me?
Yeah, I'm talking about the little kid and the Totodile wrestling in the woods or the grass over there.
Just ignore them, they don't speak English.
You now hear these two gangster-styled individuals talking to you in the grass.
Oh, who are they? Oh my gosh, are they the ones doing all this?
Most likely.
You're with them, aren't you? They both pull out Pokeballs.
I jump out of the tall grass. Give us back, Darren, you bastards!
I gotta punch them both in the face.
Is that the name of the kid? Yeah, we got plans for him. They both throw down Pokeballs.
Godzilla, get him!
Everyone, roll a d20 for me.
A 7 or a
and
1.
And add that's your dexterity modifier.
17.
I got a 4. 6.
20.
Godzilla. You son of a bitch.
6.
So, what about Jumanji that? Got a 6.
Young Tark got a 7. God, I should have told him who my parents were.
No, you shouldn't have.
Oh, wait. Yeah, no, I shouldn't have.
So, they're
I gotta remember that.
Do you know who my parents were? They were, Butch and Cassidy.
Oh, but they're sterile. But they're sterile. It was immaculate.
Which was Butch, which was Cassidy?
The one on the...
So, Team Evil goes first. And they throw out... Each throw out a Rattata.
Oh, their shit's about to get fucked.
We don't know levels. We just have to scan them.
Yeah, you'd have to scan.
So we'd have to, if we wasted a turn scanning them, they would attack us.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm not doing that.
Can we scan them after they fainted?
If we can.
No. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Does it work like the... will it still work like the regular game where, like, it does a precursory scan where we know their health and level?
I mean, you'll... like, when you're playing tabletop games, you don't know what their level is. You don't know that the orc coming at you is a level 12.
So what you're saying is you have to think creatively.
But then people in D&D don't have Pokedexes.
Right. So it'll tell... I mean, even the Pokedex doesn't really tell you what level it is. You're seeing, like, the readout combat. That's when you see level and shit. That's not from Pokedex.
Gotcha.
You'll be able to tell how beat up they are.
Okay.
Hey, look at that. They look like they're full health.
It's okay.
So they use their turn. They throw out their two Rattatas.
Godzilla, hit him with your Ember attack!
Okay.
Because Tony leveled and he got Ember. Let's throw that out there.
What?
That's right. Whoop, whoop.
His speed.
It's a ranged attack.
No, but what... attack, what style of attack is it?
It's fire. Special.
No, is it at will?
At will.
It's an at will attack?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one are you doing?
Whichever one is closest.
Okay, so there's basically...
they're at even lengths?
Yeah.
The one on the right.
The one on the right. You got it. So, okay. Do an Ember attack.
10 plus...
your value is checked versus your AC, which is 2. Plus the evasion bonus, which is a 1. So that's a total of 3. Can you beat a 3 with what you roll?
Yeah,
hit.
Excellent. I need a second D10.
So you need a second D10?
Never mind, I got...
and a D4.
What do I get? Oh, what's the D4?
Same type
attack bonus.
Attack bonus.
Whoop.
Ember's about to fuck some shit up.
Yeah, goodbye, Rattata.
And 9. 9 damage.
9 damage, minus 4 for special defense. He gets hit for 5.
Take that, you fucking rat!
Jamesy, are you going to still follow through with the punch, or what are you doing?
Can I do an intelligence check to find the most flammable thing in the area?
This will be your turn? Yeah. It would first be a wisdom roll. You're looking around trying to perceive.
Can I move towards it, or does that count as a different turn?
You can move. Yeah, you can do an action and a move.
Okay. 12?
Okay. So you see the surroundings. There's nothing obfuscating your
vision. I know what that word means.
So blocking your view. Now do an intelligence check to kind of do a quick assessment.
My intelligence is really good, even though I'm a fucking idiot. Some sort of paradoxical
So
character.
Is it like a plus 2 or?
It's a plus 2.
Okay.
15.
If you have the tall grass behind them.
Running through the middle.
You running through the middle will get an attack of opportunity from them.
Don't care.
They'll either get to like punch you or have their Rattatas do some kind of move on you. Both of them.
Oh. But why would they want to waste it?
No, it's an additional.
Oh.
That's an attack of opportunity.
Hmm.
Does sound like something Jamesy would do, though.
Let's do it.
They're doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
They are each tackling you.
Hey, at least they'll be distracted when these guys go after them, right?
Not really. The whole thing is this is a...
But then if they actually succeed in tackling him, wouldn't they then be on top of him? Presumably distracted from being able to call out any other commands?
Not really. Like, because he's in the middle. He's coming towards them. They're not really going to be that much further from where they were. That's the whole point of attack of opportunity. Okay, so...
I think they're both going to hit you. Give me my D20.
Can I shout I've got AIDS when I run through the middle?
No.
I've got AIDS! And then you go, whoa! I'll just start spitting everywhere and I run.
Oh, that one hit. And...
what about my defense or my rolls?
Oh, no, that one hit.
What is your
on
defense?
Your back again?
Defense.
Oh, it's an attack of opportunity. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so yeah, what's your dexterity?
My dexterity is 14 plus 2.
Oh, this one still hits.
Oh, this one still hits you.
Sorry,
this one still hits you.
So let's get 2d10.
That's a damn shame, don't you know?
Two of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I only have. Not much health.
I think you're going to get knocked out.
No, I think you're going to get knocked out.
Plus 4. Because it's same type attack.
Can I hold up one of the random books while I'm running to block?
That would be 5 plus 7.
Oh, okay, the Rattatas are tackling him.
Yeah.
I thought the trainers were tied.
Oh, no, no, no. 13, and then I'll give you a defensive.
This is your guy. I have random books in my inventory. Can I hold them up?
No, because you already did your action.
Damn it.
So the first one deals you 11 damage.
Ha! Child's play. Oh, there's another.
The other one deals you 10 damage.
Child's play 2.
22 damage.
Me 21?
21 damage.
Ooh, down to 16.
But you are now safely behind them.
We should just keep going.
And you're done.
Okay. My turn done.
16. It is now Tark's turn.
Tark!
And Tark is kind of under the thrall of Jumanji.
Tark, go attack them with Totodile.
Totodile! The Totodile seems reluctant at first, based on how confusing things have just been for him, but it seems like the promise of roughhousing is just what he needs to get back in the swing of things. Bye, cracky! Totodile and Tark run off at the Rattata that has not been attacked, both leaping at it, Tark attempting to beat it with his fists, and Totodile preparing a water gun attack.
Okay.
Now, can he do two attacks like that because he's a wild thing?
I'm two persons.
He's two persons.
Me, I'm two person.
Like, he basically, he just looks at Totodile and said, go. He didn't tell him to do water gun. That is Totodile telling himself to do water gun. That's part of the point of being a wild child.
Nice.
Did that count as my turn since I commanded him
no.
to do that? Okay.
No, that was kind of a... You go.
It's all right. I'll be here.
Rolling for attack. 14.
Oh, what is the AC?
2.
2. Oh, yeah, you hit.
Range 10,
as a matter of fact.
Oh, so yeah.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And you don't have to be up close personal with since it's a ranged attack.
The young Tark gets to the as Totodile prepares himself. Young Tark gets to the Rattata first, attempting to maneuver the Rattata into the blast of the water gun. Does that make sense to you?
It does. So is Tark just trying to grapple with it? Or
yes, grappling.
Okay, give me a defense check. That would get the minus one.
17.
It's a rat. Yeah, you grab it.
Rolling for damage.
Add a +4, because a d4, because it's a same type attack bonus.
Good God.
Jesus. I got 2 5s and a 4.
So that's a 14 minus his special attack, which is a 5. I'm going to give you 2 circumstantial bonus for this cool maneuvering. So that comes to a total of 13 damage. It is now Jumanji's turn.
Chubbs, get in there and scratch it.
Which one are you scratching?
The one that just got blasted with the water gun.
Okay.
And then I rolled 11.
11. Oh, you hit.
And then...
So now you roll the damage. Okay. Well, minus 6 because that is his normal defense. He is still standing. He's looking really, really rough, though. Okay, now it's time for Team Evil, and they do not like what you are doing to their
poor little Rattatas.
So the first one decides to pick on the Totodile. I'll do a quick attack.
Hopefully the strange men in suits will not notice me sneaking through the brush.
What is the evasion for Totodile?
So not evasion bonuses.
No, we're looking at evasion bonuses, but there's evasion bonus and special attack evasion bonuses.
Okay, so his attack evasion bonus is 1.
Okay, he hits. And he is doing this instantly, because it's a quick attack. 17. Now, we take Totodile's defense, his physical defense. What is that?
7.
So we take that 17, we subtract 10, subtract 7, Totodile gets dealt 10 damage.
Quick attack? This thing's so weak.
So that means that Totodile is down at 14 health.
Okay. The second Rattata, and that was the one that was attacked by Totodile. The one that was attacked by Godzilla goes after Godzilla with the quick attack. He misses.
Nice.
Godzilla leaps to the side, doing a cartwheel, a trail of fire in his wake.
He does a backflip while doing a split cartwheel.
Now it is Schmartin's turn.
Burn that bitch. Ember again.
Okay.
please, Ember. Ember, please.
I hit. So it's a 14.
14. That hits.
17 damage.
Okay.
A 10, a 4, and a 3.
17 minus 5 is... He is looking worse for wear, but still standing.
Singed hairs.
Oh, yeah.
Godzilla lets out a little laugh.
Jamesy. You are now behind them. And there is tall grass.
The options. Now, are they looking towards me?
They're more focused on the people that are actually doing damage to their poor Rattatas.
So I can donkey punch them. Okay, so I've got, like, it's hard because it's like, I can light the area on fire, which would be sweet.
Right.
I can donkey punch them. But also, does supersonic work on humans?
It does.
And in order for the Commodore to get experience, I need him to actually do something.
Yeah.
I'd say that's your best bet.
So many. What are my chances of punching them in the head? What would I have to roll for that?
What is your dexterity?
Holy shit.
Okay, no, there's a pretty good... They're not looking at you.
Can I punch them both since they're right next to each other?
They're not right next to each other.
Damn. So I'd be better using supersonic.
Possibly.
Okay, so supersonic or fire. Damn it!
The problem's chronic.
Fire or supersonic?
The fire hasn't been working for you thus far.
It'll be my last-ditch effort. The Commodore, go! Supersonic their asses.
Okay.
The human ones, not the rats.
Do a d20.
You do a d20. I never roll good, by the way, so I'm going to miss again. How many times have I ever successfully rolled in the history of my
rolls?
What is
the AC? Because AC for supersonic is actually kind of crazy. Yeah, it's an 11.
What does that mean? They're gonna get.
That means you gotta get better than an 11.
Plus whatever their special defense is.
Ooh.
So I might not even hit them.
Actually, it's their evasion, so they may not actually have that good evasion.
But we don't know what'll happen if it does hit them.
I know what'll happen if it hits them.
What will happen?
They'll be fucking confused.
Oh, hey, Jerry.
I'm gonna punch one in the back of the skull.
Okay, you're gonna punch one in the back of the skull? Okay. You hit. Give me a 1d6.
What did he get?
14.
Plus 2, 16. The guy is prone, not really paying attention. So yeah, just roll a 1d6 for me.
God, I can only do 6 damage with punching?
Yeah. You're not a trained martial artist.
Whatever. It's gonna hurt.
It is. 4. Since it's a really sensitive spot, it is a plus 3, so you dealt 7 damage. And he's like, ah! Son of a bitch!
Holy shit, did Jamesy just do something worthwhile?
Not really.
we'll see what exactly happens because of that. Tark.
Young Tark is still riding the back of the Rattata. Grappling with it. When I observed him in the wild, before he was taken out to the school, as per government regulation, I saw that the young Tark was very capable getting into scraps with Pokemon, so it does not surprise me what he's about to do. While grappling on the back of the Rattata, young Tark plunges his fists into the Rattata's eyes, attempting to rip them out.
This is turning into a bloodbath. You might need to roll for that.
You will need to roll for that. I mean,
you do realize no one's going to be able to capture it once you do this.
A dex roll. It's a captured Pokemon.
Is it? Oh, well, it's going to be dead Pokemon. Never mind.
Three.
That does not work.
Grab the eyelids.
Does he at least bruise the eyes?
He punches his hand in the mouth and the Rattata bites him.
Oh.
You take 2 points of damage.
Ka-la!
And what does Totodile do?
Totodile, feeling a bit winded, but still eager to carry on with the battle, especially since his friend Tark has been bitten by the fiendish Rattata, attempts to water gun again.
Okay.
13.
He misses, but he didn't. He hit.
8.
8 minus 5, that's 3. Yeah, no, he is on his last breath. This poor Rattata. And now it is Jumanji's turn.
All right, Chubbs, finish it off with your scratch.
So what's Jumanji's deal in this fight? She seems really, really cool and collected. Like, yeah, whatever, Chubbs, just get rid of that thing.
She's just exasperated from all this craziness happening. She wants it done with.
She wants a donut.
She's walking through a forest.
She only had Gobstopper. She wants to eat something else.
Gobstopper's laced with alcohol.
That's weird.
She's too young to drink. What are you talking about?
Too young to drink, yes, but not too young to eat Gobstoppers laced with alcohol.
That's true. Drinking and eating alcohol are two different things.
So, yeah, roll to attack.
18.
What's the AC of the move?
2.
Oh, you hit.
Fatality. Friendship.
Yeah, so now you do your attack. You 15. Hit, you kill.
That is 15.
Ooh,
that's a 10. Okay.
It's not even knocked out, you're a murderer.
The Rattata, no, it's just passed out. Aww. It pretty much collapses, and Tark is like, Oh.
Nah.
For those who couldn't see Hex, he was making riding motions with nothing happening.
And now it is, oh, it's their turn. So that guy returns the Pokemon, throws out his other Pokeball. And a Spearow appears in front of Chubbs, Totodile, and Tark. The other one has Rattata straight on at Godzilla. And do another quick attack. What's your evasion?
My evasion on normal attack?
Normal attack.
Goose egg.
And that hits. So that is a 2d10 plus d4. So that is a total of 14.
So I take 7 damage. I am down to 15.
So that is...
We're going to get it on because they have more than these rats.
Now it's your turn, Martin.
Godzilla, that cannon felt good. Finish him.
Do it. What is it?
I got a 3.
Against... Oh, and it's fire?
Yeah.
Ember misses. Just barely.
Ah, Godzilla.
So now it is Jamesy's turn.
What did the other guy do who I punched in the head?
Oh, he was like just pretty much just glared at you and kept off fighting. He didn't consider you to be anything.
The Commodore. Supersonic. On both these humans.
Do it.
I'm not going to do it, by the way, because I'm going to fail. But, you know, it was a good thought.
It's a fail. It's a 5.
I'll sit this one out. What does the Commodore do?
No, you do have Pokemon that don't suck.
Yeah, but now he gets experience.
Tark.
Young Tark is well familiar with the intensity of the Spearow, the way that this raptor bird hunts and kills. He knows to fear it from his experience in the Safari Zone, where I first observed the young boy before government regulations mandated it be brought into government custody. Tark, well knowing this, is not afraid, though he should be, though he feels it, you can see his lip quiver. Yet, he leaps up and pulls at the Spearow's tail feathers, attempting to throw him off, challenge him, if you will.
Okay. Roll dexterity check for me.
17.
Oh, you grab it.
Yeah.
Roll a d4 for me.
4.
Fuck. Ooh.
Why is everyone getting good rolls? Fuck all of you. I hate you all.
So that really hurts the Spearow, and he's pissed. And he is glaring right at...
What? Not at me, Percy Polkowitz.
He's glaring right into the soul of Percy Polkowitz.
How could he even observe me?
No, he's staring at Tark. He's staring at Tark. Oh,
thank Lugia. Hallelujah.
So, what is Tark?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Has Totodile used Leer yet? Did that happen?
No, he didn't attempt to do that yet.
But did he? So he successfully pulled out feathers?
Yeah, he did that last time too.
I just want to point out that if that were to happen to a real bird, he wouldn't really be able to do his successful attacks from the air anymore. I'm just saying that. Do what you want, but you'd no longer be able to fly properly. He'd probably try to fly, turn upside down, and fall on his ass. The end. Continue.
Yeah, he's on the ground right now, so he may not
He's not getting back up.
He needs those tail feathers. Totodile digs his clawed hoof into the ground, snorts, and leers at the Spearow.
Okay. Give me a roll.
7.
That works. Well, what's the AC of Leer?
2.
Oh, yeah, that works. So his defense goes down 1. That means it is now Jumanji's.
So that whole thing didn't happen yet, right?
Yeah, this is you sneaking. This is you trying to sneak
now
around.
Now, if you want to send him to go sneak.
All right. Against my better judgment, I think I'm going to send Chubbs over to assist Jamesy in trying to burn this place with using Chubbs' tail flame. So I want him to try to sneak around so they don't see him.
Okay, I guess just roll a d20 and we'll see how it goes. If it's good, then...
2!
So he goes whistling by all
Chubbs! Sneak attack! Go around him! The guy looks at her. Looks at Chubbs.
He hears you say
who's
that.
Just waddling along, whistling, trying to look indescript. Falls down. Squeaks. Picks himself back up. Looks around like no one saw him. And continues whistling.
He should be holding up a single leaf as he's walking.
He is holding... After he fell down, he found a single leaf. He's like, nice.
Camouflage.
He's holding it up against the guy and continues sneaking. And he's like, really? How the heck are we being beat by people so inept? Well, now it's their turn. And the Spearow. Oh, that's, yep.
That's it.
No, that was a loyalty check.
Oh, okay.
Basically, I rolled a loyalty check to see if the Spearow was going to listen to his controller.
Turns out, no.
Nope. Because he was like,
he's pissed.
Spearow, go peck that stupid Totodile. And the Spearow has not lost its eyes locked on Natark. And it just gets up and it jumps over to peck at him. And it hits. 12 points of damage. Why would Tark's defense be? I'm going to give you 2. So you get 10 points of damage done to Tark. Oh, yeah. What's your constitution modifier?
11. Well, I don't have 11. I don't have a modifier.
Okay, so I'll just give you 2 because you have clothes on.
Barely.
Barely. That's why it's 2.
Okay.
So you get to 10 damage.
All right. Tark is now down to 31 life.
And now it's Martin. Oh, and then the other Rattata is going up for a quick attack. Oh, yeah, it hits. And it does 9.
Did you
minus 7, so plus 2.
So I am down to 13 health. Godzilla, you gonna take that? Burn his ass. So Godzilla goes in for Ember.
Ooh. Ooh.
That's a 19, which means...
Ooh, he is... Oh, okay, you burn him.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much of him left.
I don't care. You're gonna find out just what's left of this fucking rat.
And then we have dinner.
Oh, yeah. That is 18 plus 1. It's 19 damage. Plus burn.
He's dead.
Yeah, I think the rat is dead. No! That was my first Pokemon! You bastards! I'll kill you!
I looked at Jamesy. Hey, Jamesy, you hungry? I cooked you something.
Sweet.
I guess you haven't been training for long if it's still at its first stage.
God, Jumanji's just an elitist.
Oh,
that's your Pokemon?
Jamesy, it's your turn.
Considering the fact that I'm useless, I'm going to go over to that patch of grass.
You've got a freaking Bulbasaur that I gave you!
But I can't use it when I bring him out. I got to wait until next turn, can I?
Yeah.
Nobody's paying attention to you.
Be going on.
Did Chubbs get over to him yet?
What?
Did Chubbs make it over to him yet?
No.
No, he's right. Still over there.
Okay. I walk over to the patch of grass that is most flammable, and I bring out Sir Brinzel.
Oh, God.
Sir Brinzel, go!
So he can burn too?
Well, he's going to do an attack.
He's also going
to
move.
I just wanted to be... Oh, okay, well, I bring him out first, then I walk over, because I can do an action and a movement. So I bring out Sir Brinzel, then walk over to the grass.
That'll count. Okay, so now it is Tark's turn.
Tark. The Spearow glares down at the young boy, having pecked him, injured him. Tark will have none of that, and neither will his pal Totodile. Tark is eye to eye with the Spearow at this point, and the young boy attempts to headbutt the bird.
Okay. Roll a d20. Add your dex modifier.
That's a nat 20. That is a nat 20.
Oh, yeah.
No dex modifier.
Roll a 1d6 for me.
Critical.
Okay. 12 minus his defense, which is down because of Lear. He gets 9 points of damage from a headbutt.
The young boy's head is strong.
A bird's skeleton.
From eating raw meat and battling with creatures in the safari zone.
I'm going to roll the dice, and I'm going to treat headbutt like headbutt.
Fair enough.
And I'm going to see if it's odd, he's going to flinch next round. If it's even, he won't be impacted. It's even, so I'll have a normal move. So he's done his move. Now it's Totodile's turn.
Totodile takes the opportunity to scratch the bird.
Okay.
4.
Oh, what's the AC of scratch?
2.
Oh, he hits.
14.
The Spearow goes down for the count.
I didn't even bring out Sir Brinzel.
Tark and Totodile slap their paws together and then bump their stomachs and gleefully squirt water at each other. Which, of course, Totodile is better at.
Is the other guy bring out a Pokemon, or is that it?
Oh, we'll find it's out not their turn yet. But now it's... Oh, it's Jumanji, and they are both Pokemonless. So Chubbs is waddled over, and he's like, looking at you like, eh?
Oh, he came back to me?
No. He's like from the other side of the dude. He's like, what now? I'm here with the creepy dude. He's giving me that kind of look.
Chubbs.
Actually,
Sir Brinzel is there too.
He is standing right next to a Bulbasaur with an eye patch.
So we have a guy going,
we have a rotund, confused, I want to see fan art of this. We got a rotund, confused Charmander looking over at this Bulbasaur with an eye patch and a haunted, haunted look on its face.
You know something, Hex? I know a guy. I think that might just happen.
Also, it's important to point out that we do actually have Pokeballs of Steelix fan art now. There's actually a fan art page. I meant to mention this earlier. There's 3 great pieces of art. And there's one that actually we were sent, I think, via Twitter or something. I don't remember who did it. I forgot to write it down. It's a picture of a battle with a Toxard. If that's you, let me know.
Oh, nice.
But it's awesome. If you want to submit Pokeballs of Steelix art, do it. It's awesome.
Sweet. So what's Chubbs do?
I want Chubbs to help Jamesy in burning stuff.
So do you say...
Offer your tail to Jamesy so he can use it to burn.
Chubbs will pretty much spend the rest of his turn waddling over to Jamesy. So you won't be able to use Chubbs until it's her turn again. Okay, one guy, he actually turns to, like, the one that had the Spearow. He calls him back. He starts to turn around to start to run away, and he sees that behind him is like, wait, what the fuck? How did this work? He's staring at the scene I described, a confused and rotund Charmander, and a haunted Bulbasaur staring, glaring right at him, and a full-grown man in a trench coat with the Commodore sitting at him like with a cigar pointing at the tall grass. He's like... The other one...
Actually, my lighter. I'm going to be using my lighter, so...
Oh, you're using
it. I don't think I have a lit cigar right now. I'm going to be using my lighter.
He's got the lighter. The other one pulls back the Rattata. It looks at you guys. It's like, screw you. Looks over at Jamesy and Sir Brinzelot and Chubbs. Throws down an Ekans.
Well, I was like, damn it, I told you not to do that. Did you know Ekans is snake backwards? Martin.
I stand stoically for a moment. Hair wafting in the wind, eye patch.
Boner at half-mast.
Boner at half-mast, because goddammit, Godzilla's kicking some ass today. Godzilla,
How do you feel about some fried snake?
Godzilla looks up at me. Ember.
But he's still gonna get through the two guys, right?
No, it's ranged attack.
You're gonna light some dudes on fire.
Based off of how well this attack goes, you may be lighting a dude on fire as well.
Motherfuckers be standing in the way.
I'm so jealous. I want a shirt that says motherfuckers be standing in the way.
I think, okay, at this point, I deserve Sir Burns a lot because I have an eye patch, he has an eye patch. Yeah. Just saying. Okay. I give you a bird, you give me a bulb.
You're about to light him on fire, so we'll see.
Maybe. That's a 16.
How many people in your good rolls? I get like a 2. And a 1. Sometimes I get a 0. There isn't even a 0 on it.
Oh, okay. This dude, he heard Godzilla, Ember, like, fuck! He jumps out of the way. Beckons not so much. He jumps out and pushing the other hood.
Fire wells up in the throat of Godzilla. He takes careful aim. 9 points of damage.
And what was the roll? Was that a 16?
Oh, wait. 10 points of damage. Yeah, it was 16.
Okay, with his special defense, that is 4 damage. Jamesy. You got an Ekans.
Poison. Is poison strong against grass?
Okay, it is times 2 against grass. So any poison... This is like
so basically, I need to take him out fast.
Well, hold on. Does Jamesy know poison is strong against grass? No.
He's quite intelligent.
No,
he's not.
He does have... Give me an intelligence check.
He's got the highest...
How well did you pay attention in Pokemon class?
Oddly enough, he's got the highest intelligence score of any of them.
Now, Jamesy, remember, fire is good against the grass types. I don't know. I got a coin embedded in my head.
Meow, what are you teaching our son?
So give me an intelligence check to see if you figured... Like,
I've got 3 random books in my inventory, so let's just say if I do ever land an intelligence check, it's because I just opened a book and read it. Because I really don't know anything. 4. I don't know shit.
You don't know shit.
What the fuck? Every roll is terrible. Okay, you know what? Maybe I have to put anger in my rolls. Because I don't have enough.
You have to put anger.
Sir Burns a lot. Tackle.
Okay, do a tackle.
10.
For 11 points of damage.
Not a 6, so that's 5. Okay, so now it is Tark's turn.
What is the scene before me with the two gentlemen?
Okay, so...
it's getting a bit...
I'm going to describe it. Before you, there's one guy on top of the other. When he dived, he dove on top of him, getting him out of the fire's way, too. The Ekans, we have Godzilla close to Martin. We have Ekans. And then on the other side of Ekans, we have Chubbs and Sir Burns a lot.
I think Tark would just think they're playing a fun game and try to jump on top of them, too. It is true that the most tempting item in this smorgasbord of insanity is, in fact, the two gentlemen atop each other.
You know, if they're busy wrestling with you, they can't throw commands to Ekans.
Tark and Totodile, leap over the smoldering grasses and atop the two men.
Okay, give me dex checks.
4.
4 for wait,
Tark.
For Tark. So Tark can't really keep up because of his injured foot.
4 for Totodile.
The two of you kind of waddle over, and they just like, what are you doing?
There's a lot of waddling in this.
Yeah, there is. They avoid you.
And Totodile mime wrestling for the two men.
The two of them just stand up, and they like look at you, and they walk back over to the Ekans. Jumanji!
All right, we need to take care of this Ekans, so definitely going to scratch that 4. Is that...
You got it.
13.
7. Ekans is just sitting there, kind of beat up, but still fucking resilient. And
God damn it, Hex.
And it is their turn. So one of them is telling the Ekans to go for...
You know what? I'm going to give them an intelligence check. Oh,
fuck.
He's going to try to poison sting.
You're poison, missing not. He doesn't care at this point. He's got no soul left.
He's going to try to poison sting.
He's an empty house of a shell.
Or Sir Burnslaw.
Don't give him any pity. Damn you and your good rolls. Why do you all roll good?
That's still one below you're actually poisoning him.
So he's just going to hurt him.
Yeah.
A lot.
Not necessarily. Yeah, necessarily. Shh. 1d8 plus 1d4.
Done.
So that is, well. 2 times 2, that's 4.
Is that it?
That's it.
Awesome.
What is Sir Burns-a-Lot's defense?
Sir Burns-a-Lot is good at everything. 8.
Look at that. He shrugs it off.
Meh. Gets bit in the balls.
He bits and he just looks at his arm. He looks at the snake.
I picture that he's just. The attack happens, he's just standing there and drools coming out of his mouth. And he just doesn't move and he's still staring. Drool coming out at this point.
The other one.
Possibly a tear.
The other one goes for you.
No, the other human?
The other human. Because he's out of Pokemon.
Okay.
It pulls out a gun.
Chuck my lighter in his forehead.
You pretty much like, back away, get out of the way.
How close is he? This is important.
He's about 10 feet away.
Oh, fuck. I'm not dodging this bullet. Am I still in tall grass?
You're right in front of it.
I dive into the tall grass.
What the fuck? Give me a dex.
Well, you know I'm going to roll a 1, right? Bye, Jamesy.
7.
So he slows down his path towards the tall... So he's right in front of the tall grass. His turn is over. The other one kind of moves his way over there, too.
I slowly turn my head down to Godzilla. Godzilla, one of them just pulled a gun on Jamesy. I don't like the guy. But that shit don't fly. Set his ass on fire.
Okay.
I'm gonna make the gun go off anyway.
Mate, well, it's gonna go off in the casing.
Yeah. Blow the guy's hand off.
That is a 12.
That's a hit.
So 2d10 plus 4. That is 21.
You are a murderer.
Roll a d20 for me. It's a check.
How do you keep getting such high damages on everything?
5. Okay. The dude is like, yo, what the fuck? But you didn't light the tall grass.
That's good, because I'm probably in it at this point.
You are in it at this point. And so, but his attention is no longer on you. It's like he's throwing his hands like.
So I lit the tall grass on fire? Is that what just happened?
No, you didn't.
Did not? What did that 21 damage do?
Oh, that's to him.
Okay, so it still hurt him.
Oh, yeah. No,
he's getting a
burn. I just, with the motions you're making here that people can't see.
Oh, yeah.
It's an awesome move that's doing 20 damage to things.
Ember, it's 2d10. Since it's the same type of attack bonus, I also get a plus 4. And since I've got improved training, I get a plus half of my constitution modifier.
So now it is Jamesy's turn. You are in the grass. And Sir Burns Alone is just sitting there staring down the Atkins.
I poke my head out. I just poke my head out of the grass. I'm like, Sir Burns Alone, tackle a jack. And then I put my head back down.
Go, Sir Burns Alone.
6.
That works.
I'm going to roll
2d10.
Would you like me to roll 4, you, Brandon?
No, that's cheating.
That's 14.
Atkins is looking pretty beat up right now.
He's looking like a bitch.
And I believe it's Tok's turn. So pretty much the two guys are walking away from you towards the tall grass. One pulled a gun on Jamesy.
Guns do exist in Pokemon.
Jamesy jumped into the tall grass, and then the dude was lit on fire by Godzilla.
I think you're just standing there.
What about the other gentleman?
And he's walking towards him, and he kind of did this jump back when he saw his bro go on fire.
Bro, you're on fire. What's
up? Don't flame me, bro!
The bad man is on fire, and Tok realizes that this is a good thing. What a strange and funny scene. What a curious development. Man on fire, holding a boomstick. Other man just in befuddlement, utter befuddlement of what's going on. Tok and Totodile laughing, rolling on their hindquarters. Laughing and having a gay old time. They just sit back and watch what's happening.
You assholes.
Jumanji!
Well, I don't want the other one trying to help the guy who's on fire, so I want Chubbs to scratch him. 11. Yeah, 14.
So Chubbs, he's like, oh, I'm going to take the seconds. I'm going to take the seconds. Chubbs, attack, scratch that guy. Chubbs, waddle, waddle, waddle. Scratch, scratch. It's like, oh, my arm. And he is bleeding. Chubbs has torn apart this guy's right sleeve, and blood is pouring through it. And he's just like, who are you kids?
We're going to relive some blood in this situation.
Plus old man.
Who are you kids plus older gentlemen?
He's like, Gackens, come on! Calls back to Atkins, and he just bolts. He just runs through the tall grass.
Wait, is he coming at me?
He's trying to just get out of there.
So the fire, the one on fire, still there?
He's throwing off his jacket, which is mainly the thing on fire. Mm-hmm. And he is joining him, and the two of them are running. Is Jamesy going to try to get out of the way? Is he going to try to trip them? What is Jamesy
doing?
How
many things are running at me?
There's two guys.
Clothesline both. I stand up and put both my arms out.
Okay, first off, give me a dexterity check to see if you are coordinated enough to, like, pretty much maneuver your way.
Well, we all know.
Jump up and throw out the arm.
We all know I'm not, but we'll see if it happens. Nope. Well, I got a 3.
Why can't I do anything?
We found the Jamala of the crew.
Okay, so basically, Jamesy rides his way over. And he's just about to be in the right position. But he gets a leg crank. He's like, oh! And he dives to one side. One of the guy that was scratched, bumps into you, falls to the grass. The other one's like, smell you later! And he's on running, and he is gone.
Jimmy Atkins got away, too.
No, the one that was scratched has the Atkins in his... Because he called back Atkins, and then he ran. And so, yeah, it's Martin's turn.
You could interrogate him.
That's exactly what's about to happen.
Oh, wait, no, you shouldn't interrogate him.
Martin walks over to the prone gentleman.
And Godzilla. I told you.
No, Godzilla.
You get a bonus for intimidation.
On his way over, Martin's giggling to himself. My God, I'm so cool right now. But then when he gets up there, stump face.
Give me a charisma check.
You should remove your eye patch when you're done getting to freak him the fuck out.
Dos.
Okay. You're not that scared. Well, no, yeah. You're not that scared. Go on.
Well, yeah. Let me ask you this. Is Godzilla that scary?
Give me another charisma check.
18.
He is.
Godzilla just set the other dude on fire. So this guy's kind of scared of Godzilla right now. And he saw another Charmander scratch his arm.
So listen. You pointed a gun at my friend.
That was the other dude! I just had the Pokemans! Just let me go! I'll do whatever you want! Just let me go!
Where's Darren?
Who's Darren? I don't know no Darren!
The other kid. You said you had plans for him. What are these plans?
Oh, the kid! Oh, why didn't you say so? The kid!
Godzilla?
I don't know! Cool it down there, little Sparky! I'll tell you whatever you want! Just don't open those furnaces back up. Just don't do that, okay? Can we take a moment? I got an open wound here. Could I treat this? Because I feel gangrene. I feel lightheaded. Oh my gosh. What? It's getting dark.
We'll cauterize it for you.
It's okay!
So.
The kid, yeah.
My character is like looking at this guy on the ground, and like my head's poking up in the grass, and I'm just like giving that motion, like, shut the fuck up. Like, I got my hand going, no. I don't think he sees me, though.
Oh, we got word that the kid had something that the boss wanted, and so the boss took him to the mines. The Pewter City Mines.
The Pewter City Mines, you say?
Yeah.
What's this that he wants? What's this? Who's your boss?
I am not. That is a pay grade way above me, pal. I don't know what the boss wants. He don't tell me nothing. He just said, hey, Flotsam, Jetsam, you two are idiots. You stand here in case anyone comes. People came, we got asses handed, okay? You don't tell me shit, that's why I'm on guard duty in Beridian fucking forest. And not in Pewter City, pounding down the beers with everyone else.
Give me your Pokemon.
What? No, I'm not giving you my Pokemon!
Godzilla.
Oh, god damn it! Dude, this is my Rattata. This is my first Pokemon. Don't make me give you my Rattata.
You can keep the rat. I take the snake. Just as an internal dialogue.
Oh my god, I am so badass right
give
now!
Give me another charisma check.
That would be a 9.
Pulls out a gun. How about I walk the fuck off? And I don't shoot you and the little Sparky in the head right now.
I dive back into the grass.
Does Godzilla have a chance to react?
The gun has been moved from your head to his.
If I ever see you again, every ounce of flesh you possess is going to be so much toast.
Cool story, bro. Bolts.
Oh my god!
Yay! Yay!
I think I just pissed my pants. Guys, did you see that? Did you see how cool I was? I mean, I was totally such a badass!
I was in the grass. I don't know what you're talking about.
Jamesy is fumbling around in the grass, and he finds a key.
Steal it!
Why not? I can just take it, I guess.
So it's actually like a key ring, and so there's a few keys on it.
I shove it in my pocket without anyone noticing, and I don't tell him about it.
Ooh, throw it at Martin's eye.
I chuck it at his other eye.
That's only going to make me twice as badass.
It's
apparently,
the same
I've got
eye.
This, I've got
He's going to wear two eye patches on the same
I've got this inverse relationship between the number of eyes I have and the amount of good I do in battle.
No, I'm keeping these keys, and they don't know about it.
Okay. Martin, give me a wisdom check. -3.
He's rolling like 18s and 12s.
9.
Give me a dexterity check.
Fuck, you know it's going to be a 4. I mean, why are you using that?
6.
You see him fumbling around with something.
Jamesy!
What? What is it?
What you got over there?
I found some dead weedles. I was going to eat that for later.
Charisma check.
We already know the outcome.
Ooh, 16.
Best roll I've ever had.
No positive modifier.
I have no modifier whatsoever.
Well, no intimidation modifier.
Okay. 8.
You believe him. He's believable enough that he's...
I don't believe him, but I'm not going to bother with him.
I mean, you know I would do that anyway. I would eat it.
Just remember, Jamesy, you saw what Godzilla did to that other guy. Didn't you, Godzilla? You're such a good little Charmander.
Okay, so you guys are near the exit to Viridian Forest.
Well, they said Darren was taken to the mines. I say we heal our Pokemon up. Let's go see if we can find him.
I agree.
Yeah, that's where the food's going to be, so
Well, I've got some food.
Not your
I've
food.
I've got a squished Weedle.
That's your food, sir.
It's pretty much already done. Okay, more for me than the Condor.
Now,
so burns a lot, return.
Now, Tark, are you going to behave so I can take you off my styler now?
So the young Tark, feeling affectionate, and he rubs his schmutz-covered body against her leg.
Ugh, I'm just letting you go now. Get out.
He's going to freak the fuck out.
Okay,
a strange wave washes over Tark, and he feels... So a little bit more relaxed. Just goes back and plays a Totodile some more as they wander along.
Okay, and you wander your way outside of Viridian Forest.
And we didn't light the forest on fire. God damn it, we tried so hard.
So it seems our traveling companions have learned the appropriate temperature at which to set a Rattata on fire. What adventures await our heroes in Pewter City? Will they find Darren? Will the love triangle between Jumanji, Totodile, and Tark ever come to fruition? All these questions and more, not at all answered, on the next exciting episode of Pokeballs of Steelers!
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you had a great time. As much fun as we did recording it. Bye, I'm Hex.
I'm Cap. Brandon.
I'm Tony.
Jonna.
Love!
Pokemon and the DS tonight. Now we're gonna have a real good fight. And your team gonna lose to mine. Now we're gonna have a Pokemon fight. Pokemon and the DS tonight. Now we're gonna have a real good fight. And your team gonna lose to mine. We just wanna see ya.
Pika.
Every day I'm catching them.
I got rock, looking for my friend, his name is Brock. I one shot a Crocorock, you don't want to mess with Samurott. Pokeball, cut slow poke, show the Pokedex to Professor Oak. Got black and white, heart gold, HP low, overgrow.
Yo, I'm roaming off the roads of Sinnoh, I don't need no escape rope. I conquered Kanto and Johto.
Pokemon!
I collected all of the badges, fought my way to the top. I'm the Pokemon champion!
Pokemon and the DS tonight. Now we're gonna have a real good fight. And your team gonna lose to mine. Now we're gonna have a Pokemon fight. Pokemon and the DS tonight. Now we're gonna have a real good fight. And your team gonna lose to mine. We just wanna see ya.
Pika.
Every day I'm catching them.
Call me Ash, and with my Pokemon I kick some ass. Now I'm losing, getting mad, oh crap. Fainting is bad.
I just wanna be
the very best.
Catch them all with me.
My real test.
Now we wanna see
your trading cards.
Won't you trade with me?
Double Charizard!
Throw your Pokeball, cause you gotta catch them all. Throw your Pokeball, cause you gotta catch them all. Here you go, here you go, here you go, here you go. Throw your Pokeball, Pokeball, Pokeball.
Pokemon and the DS tonight. Now we're gonna have a real good fight. And your team gonna lose to mine. Now we're gonna have a Pokemon fight. Pokemon and the DS tonight. Now we're gonna have a real good fight. And your team gonna lose to mine. We just wanna see ya.
Pika.
Every day I'm catching them.
Hey, asshole, thanks for listening to Nerdy Show. Nerdy Show is brought to you by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, Play and Trade Oviedo, and listeners like you assholes. If you enjoyed what you heard, support Nerdy Show by telling a friend, picking up some merch at the Nerdy Store, or donate directly and receive exclusive perks, you fuck. For more episodes of Nerdy Show, Pokeballs of Steelix, videos, contests, and other nerdy programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Tark! Udishin!
Shut the fuck up. I roll to light him on fire. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. Follow us on Facebook, Tumblr,
Young boys
and Twitter.
Young boy's calling atop the gentleman.
Twitter at Nerdy Show.
30-year-old gentleman.
Get social with other nerdy, Nerdy Show nerds at nerdyshow.com forums. There is a forums. Use it. There's a chat box now, too.
Well, the young boy's gotten distracted. He's wandered off. Oh dear, he's looking
this
right
This is James
at me.
Ruckett, and I'm a listener of Nerdy Show. And so should you. Fuck you.
It's a little dab, right? Well, not that much.
Little dab. I am going to... That is the smack my ass and call me Sally going postal. I am going to put some of that on top of a nuclear habanero wing from Wing Zone.
As if those weren't hot enough already.
And we're going to see if I'm around for episode 4. So where's that other wing?
Here we go. Oh, dear.
And then it's your turn, Hex.
No. Yeah, no.
That happened.
Yeah. You don't like spicy food, right?
No, I don't.
And I...
Ooh, that's too much.
I have dabbed both ends.
Just eat the whole thing at once.
That's what's happening.
Oh, shit. I want to back up. Your water's not... You want your water ready? It's right there.
I have a...
Do you want... Full, we don't have milk.
I have a full glass of water. I will suffer through it.
Eat this blue cheese if you need to.
If like, I have to. Let's see. Let's move my plate out of the way. No.
I got it. We don't need this anymore.
Cheers.
How you doing?
Doing alright.
Builds up on you, doesn't it?
Especially since it was on either end, it actually hit the cheeks. Oh god.
And it was a tiny, it was like a pinhead amount.
Oh wow, now it's in the back of the mouth. Oh god, it's going more!
He's got water.
Oh god!
Yeah, it kind of travels down the throat.
Oh, is it? Jesus. He's chugging the whole thing! Now, and I just want to explain that that was like a pinhead's worth. Like a pinhead of this sauce.
So, oh god. If any of you ever get the opportunity to try Smack My Ass and Call Me Sally.
Going postal.
And you've signed the medical waiver required in order to purchase said item.
Yep.
Make sure that you have just like a keg of water nearby.
Or milk.
Or you have made your peace and are ready to exit this world. Until next time, this is Tony the Tall One, your resident in-house Nerdy Show artist, saying, oh my god! It is philosophist.
Philosophist. Is that a real word?
Yes. Sure. Sure, it's what happens when you fuck someone up the ass with thoughts.
Go, are you ready for the philosophist?
Think about this one.
This one will make you think. The philosophists.
Think deep thoughts.
So if you were then to go back to the thoughts you had before, it would be reprolapse.
Oh, jeez.
Zing.
You're joining these conversations, John. Mm-hmm.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.